ברוך השם, נפלא, נפלא.
סופר,
יס. Are you with me, חבר'ה? Yes, we're on. Wonderful. We are dedicating our שיעור לרפואה שלמה, complete health, for the special kid. ידידיה, משה, בן, אריאלה, אליזה ויוסף. בעזרת השם, ברו עולם, עם עלי הרחמים ועל הזוג היקר, also, that wonderful couple, gonna help them to be always happy. The happiness, the simcha, is the refuah, the healing, the cure for all diseases, לכל המחלות. בעזרת השם, ברו עולם, heal us all. רבנו is saying, בעזרת השם, in Torah למד ח' 38, that there are 27 letters, 27 letters of the Torah Kedosha, Zach Otiyot, pure Otiyot, and it's the 24 letters that we know, and also the capital letters, the Mansepach. But what Rabbeinu, so Mansepach, it comes from Kaf Bet Otiyot, and then Kaf Zayin, not Kaf Dalet, Kaf Bet Otiyot, and then Mansepach, it becomes to be Kaf Zayin, 27 letters. Every one of them includes from 10, Gimatria Resh Ayin. So if you put, make 27 times 10, it becomes to be 270. ונעשה מבחינה, so you have all 27 letters, like we explained yesterday, but that's the way that it's Zach, it's pure. Kaf Zayin, it means Zach. You can read it from Kaf to Zayin, and then it's Kaf Zayin. Or that you can put the Zayin before, and then you have Zach. Zach means pure. So all that your power of speech is going to be pure, when you just let Hashem speak from your mouth, you just let Hashem express himself. This is it. You just say what Hashem wants you to say. You just let Hashem talk. Or that if you have a selfish will, you want to talk, you have something to say, so then it becomes Ratzon Atzmi, selfish will. It's the letters of the word Ra, bad. And that's the other option that the person saying bad things. ונעשה מבחינת הדיבור, and from the power of speech, from that aspect, become to be, היינו מבחינת אדני, from the aspect of the name of Hashem Yitbarach, becomes to be 270 letters. Those are the Reish and Ayin that's in the word Seara, storm wind. Samech Hei, it's the name Adni, Veresh Ayin Otiyot, and another 270 letters. This is what that contains, that word Seara. So you have those two options, like we said, or pure or contaminated. Chaim v'mavet, life and death in the hands of our mouths. וזה בחינת רוח שערה עושה דברו. So you see that you have that verse that is explaining, you have two ways, or רוח שערה, or עושה דברו. And also, so wind of storm, or that it's wind of storm, storm wind, or that it's עושה דברו. Make what the Hashem wants it to make. So, like we said yesterday, that even when you fall, even when you mistake, still, even if you talk Lashon Hara, even if you Chas Shalom, a person finds himself cursed and talking bad things, machloket, arguments, horrible things, still, the words that came out from your mouth are words of Hashem. Because power of a speech is power of Hashem. It belongs to Hashem. So, even if you don't mean to do, even if you don't remember Hashem Yitbarach, even if you're falling, even if you have downs, even if you have failures, even if you're sinning, don't forget Hashem. Hashem takes Am Israel to Egypt and He brings them up. All of your failures, all of your downs, all your avonot, your sins. You're not making Hashem scared at all not. Hashem is very relaxed. He contains you, He hugs you, He accepts you. You're inside of Him. Hashem hu mekomo shel olam. He is the place of the world. The world is inside of Hashem. Hashem is not in the world. The world is in Hashem. Hashem is surrounding everything that we know. Everything that we can talk about, that we can see, we call it the light of Hashem Yitbarach. We see the light of Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach לגדולתו אין חקר. We cannot reach him. We cannot understand. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We call him in his names. If now your name is Tuvia. If now we're going to say, okay, this is Tuvia. Let's write the name Tuvia. You write Tet. You write Vav. You write Bet. You write Yud. You write Hey. Wonderful. You put the name Tuvia on the paper. Mamash, everything. Wonderful. Is that Tuvia? It's nothing compared to Tuvia. Here is Tuvia. Tuvia contains so much more than his name. We're talking about the name of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, Hashem, the name, Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei. You know what's that? It's nothing. It's nothing compared to who that Hashem, He is Himself. He is Ein Sof Baruch Hu. The name Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Midrash is saying, or maybe it's Gemara even, that he's saying, or maybe it's Zohar. Lost few screws on the way to the yeshiva. It's written that the name of Ein Sof, infinity, endless, it's one of the names of Hashem Yitbarach. If that name wouldn't be written by the tzaddikim that told us that this is that before of the creation, all of the world was full with the light of Ein Sof Baruch Hu. If it wouldn't be said, that word, that name, Ein Sof, endless, infinity, was one of the names that you're not allowed to erase them. Like Yud Kei Vav Kei, like Elohim, like the, one of the names that you know, that the holy names that are written in the Torah, and you're not allowed to erase them. It's the name that is before of all of those names. But because that one of the righteous people just took it and said it, so now we can use it. But actually, it's even higher. Hashem Yitbarach is endless. You see, so like us, you see people around the world, you see people that they have such an inner war inside of themselves. They have a pure, holy soul inside. And that soul is connected to infinity. And you see a person that is very limited in the physical aspect. You see his body, you see his IQ, the ability of him to learn, the time that he can concentrate and sit and learn, and the memory is not, like you see, losing screws by the way, trying, and what? I said today with my children, we went to check for a certain school that they're going to learn. So there was a Rebbe, a teacher over there that was testing their knowledge. And I was sitting, embarrassing, didn't know what to do with myself. I told him in the end of the meeting, I wish I would have the knowledge of my little children. They know more than I. The three kids that were sitting there and answering, one from the Chumash, answering and answering and answering and answering. And I don't know the parashot like that he does. And the second one answering from Mishnayot, from Gemara. And I'm looking and I'm saying, I wish that I, and all of us, that's going to be our life story, even if you're going to sit all day long and learn in a Beit Midrash, even though it's not going to help you. Your children are going to be better than you. Your children are going to learn more than you, because you're a bad tshuva. Hashem Yitbarach is making it like that. But it's fun, but it's a pleasure. You can see, Baruch Hashem, a bent tree, a crooked tree, and bringing wonderful, sweet fruits into the world. So it's wonderful. What do you care? So at least Baruch Hashem, you know, you've done something good in the world. At least something good. Learn the piece of Gemara today. My children learning Gemara today. What, something good is happening in the world. You see souls like us that are very, very powerful from inside. The will is awesome, is amazing, is great. Want to do huge things and want to commit ourselves to Avodat Hashem. And you see the body is angry, the body is sad, the body is depressed, the body is nervous, the body is lazy, not functioning, cannot wake up in the morning, and you want to daven it every morning. And you, even if you just tried it once, you already know that this is it. And that's the truth, and I want to do like that, and in the Kotel HaMa'aravi to stand next for an hour every day like that, and not to hear nothing, just to commit myself to Hashem, cancel myself to Hashem Yitbarach, and not to feel nothing from this world at all. And bottom line, tachlis, you wake up at 9:30, 20 minutes take you to push yourself out of bed, and what I'm going to do, minyan, shachrit, okay, I'm going to pray home, let's see, and the tilat yadayim take you another 5-7 minutes, and then more, and more, and more, and finally you find yourself putting tefillin, and you don't know what you're saying, so You see the nigud, contradiction, between the two things. From one side, you all with Hashem. This is it. If you came from England to Eretz Israel, this is it. You need to believe. You done it already. You made it. You're here. You took your body and you brought it to Eretz Israel. So, what else can a person do? What else can you do? Can you fix yourself? Can you program yourself again? It's gonna take a while. It's gonna take time. Another day to the mikveh. Another 1 hour of it, bodedut. This is how you're gonna adjust your body to the new way of life that you want to live. First, you can just break your body and to lose control, and this is it. And you're gonna go back even to lower places than the places that you were there before of your tshuva. You need to let the time heal. You need to let your neshama glow and penetrate and to go through and to legaresh. How do you say legaresh?
Reject.
Reject all of the husks and all of the stains that you put on yourself with all of the years of sins and mistakes and crimes and breaking Shabbos and eating treif and not kosher. Those things take time. You want to make the clothes filthy, dirty, it can take one bite of something orange, of something red. And spilt, this is it. One moment. But to clean it, weeks it can take. You need to put it into boiled water. You need to put, maybe if it's oil, you need to put salt on it or something, some powders. You need to wash it hard, cold water, hot water, and another time. And if it's very strong, you need to put some poisons, things not so good for the ozone. What can you do? Sometimes, Moshe, you need to accept the supervision of Hashem Yitzbarach. Sometimes. And what can we do? So the process of purification, of cleaning ourselves, is longer. I remember that when I went to do the tattoos, what can I do? not to admit, to lie, to hide. I went, I done tattoos. It took me a few hours. I was sitting over there, scratching myself to the bones, hurting my soul, my body, my neshama. But after a few hours, this is it. I had that scar on my hands, on my back, and this is it. Moving on in life. Now to take it off. At least now you have a way to take it off. But it takes 10 times of treatment laser, and after those 10 times, also between one to the other, you need to wait 1 month or 3 months in them. And it takes 1 year, 2 years to remove that. And it's also a gift from Hashem Yitzbarach that you can also do something with it, because in different generations, maybe 50 years ago, this is it, nothing, you cannot do. 20 years ago, maybe even, only to cut it, or crazy things. Now, you can do it, but it takes time. It's not only physical. It's coming to teach us spiritual, that you can fix even things that you cannot fix in this generation. In this generation, that you can fall to such... You see, Jews, they're making tattoos to themselves. It's something that wasn't happening in all generations. People wouldn't do those kind of things. Jews wouldn't go out to those places at all. It's not part of our culture or something like that you can see, okay, I understand, now they're making modern tattoo or something. No! It's something crazy, wild that happened to us in the last 100, 200 years as it started, and in the last 20 years, stronger and stronger, and in the last... And in the last 10, 15, 20 years, everyone are doing tattoos and a lot of people. So it's contamination. It's not a matter of culture or education. It's just another Yeridat HaDorot, another falling to the generation, another weakness that came down to the world. And now also Jews are falling. But with that contamination, also Hashem brought that wisdom of those laser treatments that you can heal, that you can clean, that you can fix yourself. And people that made mistakes in the age of 14, of 20, of 25, now when they're 30, 35, 40, they can fix. They can go and they need to pay. Okay, so you need to pay for your mistakes. Wonderful. And it hurts to do those treatments. Wonderful. So you need to suffer. Great. And it takes time. Okay, so you need to wait. But if you're going to wait, and if you're going to pay, and if you're going to suffer, what did you need to suffer? In the end, you're going to be clean. And it's also in the spiritual aspect. And even more so. Because that's just an example to show you what Hashem can do. Hashem today can do things that you never believed that He can do. Could someone believe that a person can go from United States to Eretz Israel in 18 hours flight? I was flying for 18 hours. It would take you 18 years 100 years ago. You would never make it. Robbers and people would take you up on the way, and the storms and the winds and the sea and the, who knows, and coming broke to Eretz Israel with no penny and no houses and nothing here. No toilet. We didn't have toilet. Toilet paper. Nothing was here. Nothing in the world. It hadn't been invented. Borei Olam bringing things to make life easier, not only in the physical aspect. In the spiritual aspect, even more. A lot more. You just need to believe in that. That Borei Olam, He sees your heart, He sees your will. That you have strong desires to serve Hashem, Mamash, to commit yourself, to throw all of your nonsense, to erase your past, and to commit yourself to Avodat Hashem. Only to learn Torah, only to do it Bodei Duyot, and prayers, and Mamash, tshuva from the depths, to open all of your heart, and to give all of your money to charity. Hashem sees that. And Hashem sees also that it's hard for you. So you need to believe in yourself like that Hashem believes in you. Hashem believes in you. We're saying that in the morning. Rabbi Munatecha, you have a big faith in me, Hashem. You believe in me that I have a chance, that I have a future, that I still have hope. And no matter to where you fell, you know why you fell? Because the Yetzer Hara pushed you down. Why pushed you down? Because you're precious. Because He didn't want you to succeed. Because when you're going to succeed, really, you're going to glow. You're going to illuminate. Because when you're going to have money, you're really going to give it to charity. Not like other people that have tons of money and they cannot take it out from the wallet. The people on the bills of money, they're blinking when they take them out from the wallet. They never saw the light of the sun. They're blinking. They cannot stand the light. The bills are screaming, bring me back to the wallet. Cannot stand the light. But you, when you're going to have money, you will not going to care about money. When you're going to have Torah, you will teach Torah. Why Yetzer Hara let other people to become to be Talmidei Chachamim? He doesn't care. He says, okay, so another pile of Torah went to the sewer. That person is contaminated. He doesn't have no Torah. He doesn't have no Da'at. So he's going to take more Masechtot with him to hell. Yetzer Hara doesn't care. But a person that wants to be Marbit Torah, to teach Torah, to go, to give classes, to go, to heal the world, to talk to people, Yetzer Hara cannot let him learn. If he's going to learn and he's going to know what he's talking about, what then he's going to do? What then going to happen? So you see yourself not able to wake up in the morning. Not able to stand Shmona Esre, long Shmona Esre, 1 hour Shmona Esre. Not able to go to the mikveh before a prayer. Not able to. Why? Because Yetzer Hara doesn't want you. He doesn't because he's afraid of you. He is afraid of you. You don't need to be afraid of no one. Because you can trust Hashem. When you count on Hashem, kindness surrounds you from all directions. Look on that test that Am Israel had. In the desert, they wanted to cross the desert, but they were whining. They were complaining. They weren't ready to accept the suffering, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, listen, no problem. I'm going to let you live like 5 stars hotel. All of your 40 years in the desert. We don't want those 40 years in the desert. He gave them the best conditions, like the Ritz Hotel, best conditions, everything they had. People were making the food for them, the beds, everything was being straight by itself, the clothes were growing on the bodies, food supply, man they were eating, food of the angels, if they wanted meat, so birds would fly into their arms, everything they needed, water, the well was crossing the desert with them, everything, They could feel all kinds of taste in the water. Everything they needed, they had. Protection from all sides. The clouds were protecting them. No enemies, nothing. The road is straight. No up and downs. No stones. No scorpions. No snakes. Nothing. But for 40 years. We don't want that. We rather to suffer for 5 days and not to drink and not to eat and to finish that journey in 5 days. This is what it goes on with the person that is kicking the suffering. Instead of accepting what that Hashem wants from you, He tells you it's going to take you 2 years, it's going to take you 7 years, it's going to take you 20 years. If you're going to reject that, you take on yourself even worse than that. It's going to be maybe easier, maybe it's going to be easier, but it's not sure that you're going to be able even to enter to Eretz Israel, maybe only your children. All of the men in the generation of the desert that passed away in the desert, they died, they all died, except of Yahushua and Caleb. All of the rest passed away in the desert. And the women, they survived. The women, they survived. All of them. Why? Because they were not whining. They were not whining. When you whine, when you cry, when you fight with Hashem Yitbarach, when you argue with the way that Hashem Yitbarach decides to lead you, why to do that? You think you're so wise, you think you know so good. Check yourself. When I'm checking myself and I'm looking on the things that I wanted to achieve in my life and the things that I achieved, I see that I wasn't so wise in my decisions, in my will. I wanted a bike when I was 16. I wanted that bike so badly, mamash. I almost died on that bike 6 months later. A car accident, I was very like Superman. I was flying, fell on my head, mamash, and then I broke one. It was chulia batzavar. I said that
vertebrae.
Yeah, C5 in my neck. Mamash was I was almost finished like Superman, mamash, on a wheelchair, almost. But I knew that that bike was belonged to me and I had to take it exactly when I was 16. I went and I my driving license, I made it all fast. And you know. Also in the tshuva, you think you know. You think that you know. But you don't know what you don't know. You don't know how many things you still don't know. You don't know that when you grow in Avodat Hashem, your Yetzara is growing with you. And when you're going to have all shas in your head, you're also going to have a Yetzer Hara that have all shas in his head against you fighting. You don't want to deal with the Yetzer Hara like that. You rather to have your Yetzer Hara that is pushing you to your shtuyot, your nonsense. It's a lot better than you're going to have a Yetzer Hara of the righteous people. Yetzer Hara of Tzadikim, you know what's that? Rabbeinu is saying that the highest Yetzer Hara of them all is the angel of death himself. When a person is so pure that he's 100% clean, he's a righteous man, then he doesn't have his own Yetzer Hara, so the angel of death is coming to fight with him. Do you want that war? Do you need that war? Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch, huge tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch, he found himself on the floor. His helper came and saw him lie on the floor. He helped him pick him up, took him up back to sit on his wheelchair. He looked at him, he told him, "What happened to you?" He said, the Nazis were attacking me. He told him, "The Nazis, it finished, the Holocaust finished 70 years ago. Which Nazis are you talking about?" So he wouldn't talk. After 3 hours, he told him that he had a fight. He told him, "What do you talk? The Nazis? Who were you comparing the fight that you had with the Nazis? What happened?" He said, "The angel of death himself came to fight with me." So the helper looked at him. He was shocked. He told him, "You want to see?" He told him, "Yes." He took up his shirt and he showed him 3 scratches on his stomach, bleeding scratches on his stomach. A person can find himself fighting with angel of death. Mamash can fight with Malach HaMavet, fighting with him. Things you don't know. So you want to finish Shas. You want to be Mamash, to guard your eyes. I think that one of the biggest mistakes in Breslev today, it's on the topic of guarding the eyes, Shmirat HaEinayim. One of the biggest mistakes. People are asking on themselves troubles on troubles on troubles. When you want to commit yourself to something that is so high, that is so huge, and you're not ready, and you try to do it, and you close your eyes just like that, and you walk in the streets just like that, Yetzirah is going to kick you out from the game on the spot. It's impossible to hold that level when you're so low. It's you need to be Michael Jordan to do something like that. It's not something you can do. You cannot do. Bar Nachman, what can we do? You're religious already. We're here to talk about a tshuva. That's already become to be religious, Bar Nachman. What can we do? We're going to have to be tshuva, don't worry.
We should want Bruce Lee?
Yes, I'll talk about Bruce Lee. We send someone to pray on the tzion of Bruce Lee to say Tikkun HaKlali. What?
אימא
שלה, של מי?
בוסי.
אימא שלה זה יהודי.
כן.
לא, אל תעשה לי את המצחוק עכשיו.
יקחו.
מה?
ידע.
טוב, בקיצור, למה יעשה? We're not able to jump from the level that we came from and to achieve such a high level in one day. We're not able. Forget it. Drop that madness that she got on to be righteous today. It's not supposed to happen. It's not healthy for you. It's not good for you. You need to say every day, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shelo Asani Tzadik, that I'm not righteous. You know the suffering of righteous people. You know what they're going through in life. You know how much they're suffering, how much they're sacrificing. Rav Shalom told me, we had a conversation, he told me, you don't know, and you, in plural, you cannot imagine what I have to sacrifice and to that all of that light of Rabbeinu going to go through me. You don't know. You can never imagine. You don't know what it means. When we're trying to do things for Avodat Hashem, if you want to go to drink a beer in the pub, no one's going to stop you. You just take 20, 50 shekels and you go and you drink a beer and you go back home and nothing happened. You can just do it on the spot. Nothing's going to stop you from doing it. But when you're going to go to the mikveh, oh, how many phone calls, how many people are going to stop you on the way. You want to go to I don't know, for a movie. No one can stop you to go to go to Cinema City, go watch a movie. No one's going to stop you on the way. No one's going to talk to you. No one on the way. No one's going to stop you. No one. You want to go to the Beit Midrash? Oh, car accidents and police stopping traffic. Light train is off. Shvita, no workers, everything, roads are closed, people throwing stones, animals throwing stones. And what can you do? And you find yourself stuck and locked, okay, and then you come to the Beit Midrash. You saw someone asleep in the theater, in the movies? I never saw a person sleeps in the movies. Everyone awake, and you see in Beit Midrash, everyone glued to the table, dead tired. It's 11 a.m. It's 12. What's going on? Broken. You don't know. I went to sleep yesterday at 10 p.m. No, I woke up so broken. Why? You slept for 10 hours. You ate breakfast. You prayed shachrit. You made netilat yadayim. Everything. It's sunshine. Everything. Chag Aviv. Spring. What else you need to be awake? Yetzirah, I don't want you to do that. Yetzirah is going to put all of his powers to make you dead tired. Dead tired, cannot function. Despair, sad, broken, afraid, stressed. Why? Because you're developing and growing in Avodat Hashem and he cannot stand it. So from the difficulties that you're going through in your life, from your downs, from your failures, from your lackings, from the darkness that you have in your life, from that you need to learn your greatness, your gdula, your importance. Why Yetzirah is fighting so much? Because I'm worthy. Because I'm good. Because when I'm going to really commit myself to Avodat Hashem, then as Yair Kashachar Orecha, like the dawn, just the light going to break the darkness, going to illuminate the world with the light of faith, light of love, light of patience, of honesty, of humility, of faith and confidence. Yesterday we went to the amazing wedding of Albert, of Avram Binyamin Clement and his lovely wife. And we went to the wedding. It was so powerful, so strong, such an amazing event. A person that dedicates his life to Avodat Hashem and prays days and nights on his Yeshua and doesn't do no ishtadluyot and only prayers and mamash sacrifice himself, commit himself to that faith. He went a few years ago to the Western Wall and he stood over there and he was crying to Hashem. He told that once. He said, I was crying to Hashem. I said to Hashem, I told him, Father, even if you want to push me away, I don't have nowhere to go. I'm staying here. I don't have nowhere else to go. You're going to give me my wife. You're going to help me. In the age of 42, he got married yesterday night. Believe in yourself. There is always hope to every salvation that you need. To every salvation that you need. Amazing wedding. Amazing. Amazing. So spiritual. So beautiful. So nice. So modest. So everything was beautiful. And what is hidden behind all of that? Obi took a shot of him, filmed him, told him, do you have a message to say something to the camera? Do you have a message to say? He said, yes. I want everyone to know in the day of my wedding that you can achieve everything with prayers. Everything, even things that looks impossible. Hashem is with you. That's his message. His wedding, his message. Believe in yourself that Hashem wants to give you. Just don't give up. If you give up, you give up on Hashem. If you say, no, you give up on Hashem. You say, Hashem is not able to help me. Hashem is too weak. Hashem is not that strong. Mm-hmm. Okay, Hashem can make miracles. To Rav Shalom Arush, to the Tzadikim. Okay, no problems. To righteous people, Hashem can do miracles. No problem. But to me, Hashem is not that strong. Hashem can fix me. Yes. You're a piece of cake. You're nothing. Hashem can fix you in a moment. He doesn't need to put no effort to fix you. Just for you, the tikkun, to really to fix you, is to bring you to humility. It's to bring you to surrender to Hashem Yitzbarach's way. And not to try to force Hashem Yitzbarach to listen to you like He's serving you. You need to serve Him. You need to commit yourself to Him. How? In His way. In the way that He wants. And if now He doesn't want to give you what that you want to receive, accept it. Accept it. Say to Hashem Yitzbarach, thank you. Thank you. Thank you that I need to wait. The fact that I wait, it's the proof for the fact that I'm being purified now. You came to be purified, they tell you to wait. So if you wait, means you came to be purified. If you keep on waiting, means that you're in the purification process. And this is it. I'm going to college, from here to the college. Yale. I can just apologize to you that I'm not better than what that I am, but it's also Hashem's will that this is going to be the person that's going to teach you. We're all trying to do together tshuva, to come back to Hashem Yitzbarach. I made it bodedut in the time of the chupa. A few things happened to me over there in the time of the chupa. But one of the things, I was praying, and suddenly they're calling me to say one of the brachot. It haven't even crossed my mind that option that they're going to call me to say one of the brachot in the chuppah. I was so far from it, I didn't. And they called me to say the fourth bracha. I know that the fourth bracha, Rav Mandel, that he was the head of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim and Nisarim, he was mamash doing everything that he could to receive that fourth bracha. That fourth bracha is amazing bracha, Yotzer Adam, create the man. So they called me, they said, I'm going to come to the chupa, the Baruch Bracha, fourth bracha, Adro Moshe, Dro Kasuto. So I saw mamash the supervision of Hashem Yitzbarach, how we. Because if someone would ask me which bracha I would like to say, I would say the fourth one. I wouldn't dare, but I would say the fourth bracha if I may. And they just called me to say that bracha. I said that bracha, went down from the chuppah two women came to me, Rav, can you bless me? I said to myself, all right, those are students. They probably watched me in the Emunah channel, something like that. Never heard about the Emunah channel. They heard me saying the fourth bracha. They came, Rav, can you bless me for shidur, for zivug? Rav, can you bless me? Which Rav, which Na'alayim? But when you come, when you're afraid from Hashem, and you love Hashem, and you surrender yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, they took me out from Yitbodedut, they took me out from somewhere holy that I was with Hashem, praying for all of Am Yisrael. I said to Hashem in the time of the Chupa, I said, Ribono Shel Olam, look, in this Chupa now, bring that Shefa, exactly what there is here, to all of Am Yisrael, to all of the bachelors, to all of the people that need to get married, need salvation. So, when you talk, Hashem is opening. Thank you.